Here is centered control over rocketry, space, alternative energy sources, and even UFOs. And it is here that researchers have tracked the mysterious group known as Magic 12, later known as Majestic 12, or simply MJ-12. The MJ-12 issue was first publicly raised in 1984 when a TV producer and UFO researcher received an undeveloped roll of 35mm black and white film in his mail. The film contained 8 pages of what appeared to be official U.S. government documents stamped Top Secret, Magic Eyes Only, and dated November 18, 1952. These pages were a briefing document prepared for President-elect Dwight D. Eisenhower concerning Operation Majestic 12. There has been ongoing controversy over the legitimacy of these and the subsequent release of other MJ-12 documents, including a Standard Operations Manual, SOM 1-01, marked Top Secret, Magic, dated April 1954, and titled Extraterrestrial Entities and Technology, Recovery, and Disposal. The document listed 12 prominent men as members of Operation Majestic 12, a top-secret research and development intelligence operation responsible directly and only to the President of the United States, who were to deal with the UFO issue at the highest level. The papers went on to detail how a secret operation was begun on July 7, 1947, to recover the wreckage of a disc-shaped craft from a crash site approximately 75 miles northwest of Roswell Army Air Base. Also, 4 small human-like beings, who had apparently ejected from the craft, were found dead about 2 miles east of the wreckage site. The document added, civilian and military witnesses in the area were debriefed, and news reporters were given the effective cover story that the object had been a misguided weather research balloon. Later, when the weather balloon story became discredited, the story was changed to a Mogul balloon, used to monitor the upper atmosphere for Soviet A-bomb testing, though why such a monitoring device would be launched from New Mexico was never explained. The briefing papers ended by stating, "Implications for the national security are of continuing importance in that the motives and ultimate intentions of these visitors remain completely unknown."